This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. The International Office of Migration has counted 134,988 migrants crossing the Mediterranean into Greece from Turkey this year. Italy has recorded 93,540, with Spain and Malta. The numbers hit 237,000 in 2015, with over a 250,000 forecast for the year. A federal judge blocked the closing of the busiest abortion clinic in Alabama as curtailing women's rights and health access. Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas ordered the Department of Human Services to terminate its Medicaid contract to Planned Parenthood in 30 days, despite a warning from the federals that this might violate women's free choice in Medicaid providers. Delaware, Florida, and Louisiana are the top three states for bicycle deaths on the road. Despite a shareholder approval of a resolution separating the CEO and chairman's job at Bank of America that was engineered by the Service Employees Union and Finger Industries of Houston, the board passed a resolution ignoring the vote and recombining the jobs. Two-thirds of retirees take their Social Security benefits early, with only 1-2% waiting until 70 years old, even though the retirement benefit is 76% higher after adjusting for inflation than it is at 62. Expanding eligibility for student loan repayment program called REPAY for revised pay as you earn is set at 10% of your discretionary income and ends after 20 years for undergraduate and 25 years for graduate school. In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker and the legislature approved paying half, or $250 million, for a basketball arena in Milwaukee at the same time that they cut $250 million from the state's university system. A Seattle restaurant decided to institute the $15 per hour increase 2 years early by raising prices 21% and eliminating tips, and it's working at the Salmon House. The lifetime odds of dying by various injuries puts motor vehicle accidents at 1 to 112, assault with a firearm at 1 to 358, 1 in 8,015 for a plane crash, 1 in over 42,000 from a venomous animal or plant, and 1 in almost 165,000 for being hit by lightning. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.